speak to the girls.
No, you're wrong, Eb. You're wrong.
Wait, you thief! Stop! I'm trying to tell you that I went down to the beach.
You're a liar!
Oh, how dare you call me a liar?
Wait a second, Hortense. I didn't call you a liar. Is that Dad dirty?
Ed, marry the countess.
Okay, Joe, let me out here. I want to see these two saps what run this store. I got a little business I want to take up with them.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you get anywhere with those two birds, you're good. Well, they're so dumb they think the Canadian border is a guy that lives at a boarding house.
I know how to handle them. Now, listen. As soon as you get back to town, you get in touch with the gang. You tell them everything is going swell, you see? Tell them to be ready to move in here the day after the election. This place is going to be wide open. Anything will go.
I don't see how you're going to get by with this, Western.
You just leave that to me.
These people around here may be a bunch of saps, but if you think you're going to let them run a gambling joint and a big bootlegging business right here in the middle of town, you're all wet.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, you won't get away with it.
I got away with it in the city, didn't I?
There's a lot of difference between the city and a small town. I was brought up in a small town. I know what I'm talking about. If you guys had tried operating rackets in small towns instead of big cities, you'd all be making little rocks out of big ones a long time ago.
Yeah, why?
You want to know why? Well, I'll tell you. Did you ever hear of a place called America?
America? Say, what are you trying to do? Kid me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you something. Something you wise boys have overlooked. America lives in small towns. And when you try to go up against America, well, it's just too bad for you. There's been a lot of outfits smarter than your mob that have found that out.
What are you talking about? You think I am afraid of a handful of hackers? What can they do?
Did you ever read American history, Vester?
What has history got to do with it?
I was just thinking of a handful of hackers. They got together at a place called Concord Bridge about 150 years ago.
Well, I don't know nothing about history, but I know this racket forward and backward. I have beat the rap before, and I can beat it again any time.
Maybe not this time.
Well, I have got this business sort up. It is in the bag.
How do you mean?
Well, I got a guy running for mayor of this place. A guy named Harold Newbride. And he's a sap if ever there was one. But he will do exactly what I tell him. He take orders from me, see?
Muscling in on politics, eh?
You bet. And Newbride, he ain't the only angle. I am running for sheriff.
What? For sheriff? Say, cut out the clowning, Buster.
You think I am clowning, eh? Well, you just wait. I will be elected and I will run this town.
I don't think so.
No, why not?
Well, from what I've seen around here, this guy Hector Smith seems to have the election already won.
Hector Smith, eh? That's just what I want to see these two guys in the store about.
Yeah?
They are backing Hector Smith undercover. And when I get through with them, Smith is going to drop out of the race. And there is only one other candidate, a guy named Schulzenheimer, and he ain't got a chance. With Hector Smith out, Newbride will go in as mayor, and I will be the sheriff.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing, because...
Wait a minute.
Oh, gosh. Mr. Vester.
Yeah, well, what about it, eh?
Nothing. It looks like rain, doesn't it?
Yeah, what looks like rain, huh?
Water.
Where'd you get the parrot, kid?
Well, you see, this parrot belongs to Miss Beebe. She's staying over there at the Corn Center Hotel, and the hotel clerk lets me take it out every day. I'm teaching it my campaign song. You want to hear my campaign song?
No, we're not here.
It goes like this. Since I am here and you are there, we cannot be together. But were you here and were I there, why, things would be no better.
Hey, now listen,
He's going out for glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Yeah,
gosh, Gosh sakes, I wish I could make this bird learn that song.
You're pretty clever, ain't you, kid? You ought to be on the stage.
Well, my cousin was on the stage, you know. He was he was a contortionist.
A contortionist, huh?
Yes. He had to give it up, though. He couldn't make both ends meet.
Hey, listen, you. Listen, on your way now. You'll get out of here.
Sure. I'm going right away. Say, can you give me, can you give me 2 quarters for a half?
I guess so. Here, wait a minute. Here you are.
Oh, thanks ever so much. The very next time I have a half, I'll hand it to you.
Hey, what are you saying, you son
of a... I thought you were smart.
Well, never mind rubbing it in. Now, listen, Joe. You do what I tell you. You tell the gang to be ready. We're going to start in right after election day and bust this town wide open. Well, so long. I will be seeing you.
Yeah. More than likely, you'll be seeing me to get you out of the jug. Well, so long, Vester.
Hey, you in there? You come out here.
Yes, sir.
There was something you did.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it is me. And listen, when I holler at you guys, I want a service, eh? You get me? I can't stand around here waiting all day now. I got a bad cold.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Vestry. How'd you catch it?
I was up pretty late last night, playing poker with Harold Newbright, and the room got cold.
Shucks, that's nothing. I played poker all night once, right out in the snow. Weather below freezing, too. One of the fellers got his ear bitten.
Bitten by the frost?
No, by the feller sitting next to him.
All right, now, never mind the funny business. What's this I hear about you going to marry the countess, eh?
Your dad darn tootin' I'm going to marry her. If she figures she's going to get any money out of me for a breach of promise, she's crazy.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys something, as a favor, see? And then I want you to do a favor for me. The countess has had 6 husbands. Every one of them dies suddenly.
Well, you don't tell me. What'd they die of?
It is a mystery. She married the first one on Monday, and on Tuesday, they found him dead in the bathtub.
Well, what was he doing in a bathtub on Tuesday?
Why, didn't you hear what Mr. Bester just said? That's the mystery.
I mean he died under mysterious circumstances. Now, her second husband, he was found dead at the table. At first, they thought it was apoplexy.
From eating apples, huh?
Yeah, from eating apples. No, it was not from eating apples. This guy, he swallowed something and croak. You see, croak. And it wasn't apples.
No, of course not. It was a frog.
Sure, it was a frog. Now, say, will you shut up now? Who is telling this, eh?
Well, if he's got a frog in his throat, then he ought to try some of this old Doc Simmer syrup of cinnamon. It'll clear his throat right up, you know.
Listen, this guy is dead. Dead. He died.
Dead, huh? What did he die of?
Well, now, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, listen. Well, when they find a guy dead at the table, it is a natural gas that he ate.
Said it was natural gas that he ate.
Raspberries.
It wasn't natural gas. It was raspberries.
It wasn't raspberries.
Well, then, what was it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, I say. They didn't know what killed him. They examined him, and then they found something peculiar. He was full of arsenic.
Full of arsenic, eh?
Not arsenic. I say, when they examined him, they got an idea what was the matter, a clue.
How's that?
A clue. He was full of...
Yes, Ev, he was full of glue.
No, he wasn't full of glue. He was poison. He was poison. Well, he looked like curtains for the countess. But they couldn't pin it on her.
Well, why'd they want to pin curtains on her for?
They didn't pin curtains on her. I mean, they couldn't stick her. Stick her.
Stick her with the glue?
No, stick her with a pin.
No, they couldn't prove anything on her. Couldn't prove she did it. Well, she married again. And on the day after the wedding, her third husband was found hung.
There the ghost and found hung, eh?
Yeah. The cops had bust into the house, and there he was, hanging by his neck.
What was he, an acrobat?
I mean, he had a rope around his neck. He had been hung.
Well, why didn't the cops cut him down?
Why didn't
they? Because he wasn't dead yet, Ed.
Sure, because he wasn't... what is the... But listen, I'm just warning you. Do not marry the countess. Now, I want you to do something for me. You get Hector Smith to drop out of the race for mayor.
Why, Mr. Bester, we can't do that. How can we get Hector to drop out of the race?
You are putting up the door for his campaign, ain't you?
What?
All you have to do is
we ain't putting up no money for his campaign.
There you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, do not lie to me. Now, say, look here. I might as well give you guys this straight. You know what I got in my pocket? I got. See, I got.
Maltese, black and white.
I said I got. Got. They called automatic.
What?
A Colt, a Colt.
Why, Mr. Vestry, your pocket ain't big enough to carry a Colt in. Now, you might have a cat, a small one, but a Colt...
Oh, for the love of Mike, can't you understand English? I'm talking about a rod. A rod. Do you know what a rod is?
Oh, a rod. Yeah. Certainly, I know what a rod is.
Well, what do you think I got it for, eh?
To go fishing.
It ain't a fishing rod. It's a rod that's gonna mean curtains to you guys. Curtains?
Yes, you... it's a curtain rod. You see?
You shut up, will you? Now, here is what I'm talking about. A gun. You see it? You see it?
Look out, look out, look out. Don't point it my way. Look out there.
It looks like it means business, don't it? Eh? Well, it does. Now you get this and you get it straight. If Hector Smith is elected mayor of this town, I'm coming in here and bump you guys off. You get me? Bump you guys off, and I don't mean maybe.
Huh. We ain't scared of you.
No, you ain't, huh? Come here, you rat. Come here.
That's it. Let loose of me. Let loose of my shirt.
Now, Mr. Vestry, Mr. Vestry.
Consign you, let loose of my shirt.
Well, there you are. Ah! Look out.
Look out there. Hey,
get out of there.
Hey. Oh, Ab, let me help you up. Let me help you up. Did it hurt you when he pushed you over? Did it hurt you?
No, it didn't hurt me none. Here, grab a hold of my elbow. And Dad, dang it, that's the last time I'm going to take that from that feller. Now, consign him, he'd better look out.